Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TAIEX opened down 53 points this morning from yesterday's close at 19,673 on turnover of 7.9 billion NT. Shares in Taiwan closed lower on Monday, led by large-cap semiconductor stocks, in particular contract chipmaker TSMC, with selling sparked after U.S. chip stocks suffered a tumble at the end of last week. However, buying rotated to other tech stocks in the downstream segment, with iPhone assembler Honghai Precision Industry in focus, while select old economy industries as well as the financial sector also attracted bargain hunting due to their relatively low valuations. The National Museum of History says it has retrieved lunar samples which had been gifted to Taiwan by the late U.S. President Richard Nixon in 1969. It was first exhibited at the museum in Taipei in 1970, 1 year after Nixon gave it to Taiwan. The display and moon soil samples that came with it were then relocated to Academia Sinica's Institute of Physics for safekeeping before being given to Taichung's National Museum of Natural Science in 1994. Those samples are now back at the Taipei Museum and are part of a show marking its reopening on February 21st, after a nearly six-year renovation. The wooden case display contains four moon rock fragments encased inside a piece of acrylic lucite semisphere. In the display, the lunar specimens are mounted above a flag of the Republic of China, Taiwan's legal name, which was flown to the moon and back on the Apollo 11 mission. In international news, the U.S. Commerce Secretary says Washington is constantly reviewing the need to expand export controls to stop China from acquiring advanced computer chips and manufacturing equipment that can be used to boost China's military. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Export controls were first launched in 2022 to counter the use of chips for military applications that include the development of hypersonic missiles and artificial intelligence. Last year, the U.S. broadened those controls, sparking protest from China. During a visit to the Philippines, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says that as technology is constantly changing, it's imperative to protect the American people.
And to make sure that our most sophisticated technology, including semiconductor technology, artificial intelligence technology, that we have, that China doesn't have, that they can't access it and use it to enable the Chinese military.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The United Nations Cultural and Scientific Agency says Ukraine will need more than $1 billion to rebuild its scientific infrastructure that was damaged or destroyed during 2 years of Russia's war on its neighbor. UNESCO says that some 1,443 scientific facilities, many attached to universities, have been damaged or destroyed, along with 750 pieces of vital technical equipment, most of which is beyond repair. The war, now in its third year, has also depleted the science sector of funds and dispersed Ukraine's scientists, displacing many within the country and sending others into exile. The report says the cost of rebuilding the sector currently stands at $1.26 billion U.S. dollars. Sweden's national flag has been raised at NATO headquarters to cement the Nordic country's place as the 32nd member. Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson, Crown Princess Victoria, and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg attended the ceremony in Brussels. Sweden set aside decades of post-World War II neutrality when it formally joined NATO on March 7th. This comes more than 2 years after Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which persuaded Sweden's reluctant public to seek safety under the alliance's security umbrella. Finland joined last year in another historic move, ending years of military non-alignment. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.